Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And our first story for this hour, Michigan State Police Troopers, in collaboration with Kroger, are distributing 200 Thanksgiving dinner kits to families in central and southeastern Michigan during the holiday week. Each meal package contains a turkey and traditional sides, serving up to 6 people, and recipients were selected by MSP Community Service Troopers in partnership with local schools and organizations. The annual initiative aims to support local families in need and foster community connection with participating posts in Lansing, Jackson, Monroe, Brighton, Metro North, Metro South, Flint, Lapeer, and Tri-City. And Michigan State Board of Education has adopted updated health and sex education standards that call for teaching middle school students about gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation. The 6-2 decision drew strong opposition from United States Parents Involved in Education, or USPIE, whose Michigan leader, Melanie Curtis, argues the changes amount to ideological indoctrination, stigmatize students who opt out, and expand school-based mental health programs in ways, she says, pressure families on issues such as transgender identification. USPIE is using a Michigan decision to bolster its national campaign, urging parents to pull children from government-run schools, prompted through its recent report on unredeemable public education and documentary on systemic problems in schooling, and its weekly podcast, Unmasking Government Schools, with Sherry Few. And Michigan Gun Violence Prevention Task Force has released a comprehensive report proposing new measures to reduce firearm-related deaths and injuries statewide just days ahead of the Oxford school shooting anniversary. Recommendations include implementing waiting periods and universal background checks for gun purchases, raising the minimum purchase age to 21, closing loopholes in concealed pistol licensing, and banning ghost guns and assault weapons. The report also calls for improved school safety protocols, expanded community violence intervention programs, and stronger safe storage and red flag law policies. Task force members, ranging from medical experts to law enforcement and tribal representatives, highlight the urgent need for action, noting firearms are now the leading cause of death among Michigan children and teens. And when we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Are you paying too much for high-speed internet service to your home or business? Get lightning-fast upload and download speeds with M3 Wireless. Stay connected with fast, reliable service from M3 Wireless. New customers can get the 75 megabit package for just $50 a month, and existing customers can upgrade for the same price. That means smooth streaming, online gaming, HDTV, and remote work, all happening at the same time without interruptions. M3 Wireless also offers plans starting at just $40 a month for qualified buyers, giving you flexible options that fit your monthly budget. As the days get shorter and the temperature drops, you'll be spending more time indoors watching football, streaming your favorite shows, or working from home. Make sure your internet can handle it all. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties with the speed and pricing you deserve. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet connectivity in eastern Michigan.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, the U.S. is preparing to designate Venezuela's powerful cartel De Las Soles as a terrorist organization, citing increasing evidence of its role in facilitating narcotics trafficking and violence in the region. The announcement comes amid heightened military activities in the Caribbean and reflects its intensification of U.S. diplomatic and security measures against President Nicolas Maduro's government. And in our international news, Pakistan is in mourning after a suicide bombing at a security headquarters claimed the lives of three people, with investigations underway to identify those responsible. The attack is the latest in a series of deadly incidents attributed to militant organizations targeting state institutions. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless. Your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.